They love us here. They're already harassing us.
This isn't going to be as good as the last one.
Come on. You're a creative genius, Ra. Go. Yes.
A lot better now. No pressure.
If you ever want to go, dive for gold, down in the ocean, the ocean's so cold, where it's gonna freeze your heart, harpoon your soul. If you ever want to go, diving for gold. Well, I run her up on the devil's back. The wind was blowing like broken glass. I said I'd never wear no seaweed suit as I poured that rum down in my boot. Yeah. If you ever want to go, dive for gold, down in the ocean, down in the sea.
Yeah.
Take a good look. Take a good look at me if you ever want to go down to the sea. When that red sun had water in his eye, shipped the sailors off to old Shanghai. When the dog watched, it had no moon. I paid the bosun off with a boom. For all of that, we fail of our desire, so we borrow gold. Perhaps a pound or two or ten or twelve, any sum will do. But it is all false, yet we have great hope that we can do it, and after it we grow. But that science is so far us before, we never can, despite all we swore, come up with it. It slides away so fast, and it will make us beggars at the last.
Anyone recognize the quote at the end of that song? Nuts. By chance? That was Jim's a big Chaucer fan. That was a piece of Chaucer there. Yeah.
It's true.
Is Chaucer big up here in This is a newish song of mine called Raking Through the Ashes. Raking through the ashes from the nightfall, raking through the ashes, trying to light a fire once more. I used the last matches, lighting a cigarette, trying to sift through all of the words.
Check, check, check.
We have a reputation about driving. I said it, I think I jinxed us. Last week I said, we said, what time are we leaving on Friday? And I said, right when the ice storm starts. I don't think we've ever been up here between December and March, or no, April, without a major event. And I don't know, it doesn't seem that major up here, but when you're coming up and the car starts to go weaving out of control, then it does seem sort of... But we have made it up here in whiteout conditions for shows. And then proceeded to go sledding with the locals, and yeah. We always enjoy it anyway.
I bet there were some of those sledders here. It's like the night that we were at Langdon, and they were like, oh yeah, let's go sledding right around the corner. And we had to walk and then up a hill,
right around the
and then
corner.
We hiked up to some place. And then it's like,
Then we went down and
yeah,
then...
just go ahead down. It's going to be fine.
Couldn't see anything.
But I can't see.
So there's a song about driving.
Yeah.
Sort of sledding, yes.
My theory, Rye, is that these guys were probably a little uneasy that there was no, like, winter yet. Now they've got winter, and they're probably happy. Things are right with the world. One night out a week, living on a work release. I'm sick of my job, so I'll get out of here and I'll go out and have a few beers. Oh, well, I don't need to pretend that this old world town. Oh, you and me can go satelliting somewhere where we can't be found. Yeah, if you're gonna do the driving, I'm gonna do the drinking. And if you're gonna do the drinking, baby, I'm gonna do the drinking too. Spilled my last beer. All right, maybe I drank it. Now they're kicking me out of here. My money's no good in this place. I don't have any anyway. Hey, Bill?
Yes?
Let's go somewhere else.
There's only one other place I might want to be.
Where is that?
It's a little cafe that used to be in Montpelier.
Well, you and me can go satellite. Another new one.
Thanks.
This is a song about farm machinery. And we are in the hay barn, aren't we?
We are, Jim. Make some hay?
Yeah, let's make some hay.
Jim?
Man.
Yeah. Jim, what is this song about exactly?
Farm machinery.
I don't think...
Okay, it's about the industrialization of the American farm in the late 19th century. And it goes like this.
I think he's lying.
All right, early 20s about
it. I think it has something to do with sex.
Yes.
Yeah,
stubble. Bringing cash money, a whole lot of trouble. I'm making hay. I'm making hay. Well, your pony's getting old and your tractor took a tumble. Yeah, I'm rolling down the road. Forget that forlorn look like a fence that needs mending. Give me a big smile, baby, your hard times are ending. I'm making hay. I'm making hay. I'm making hay. I'm making hay. Well, when the wind is high, head crane, you're gonna hear it for my cutting motion. And when them bales get stacked, the nights get long. Yeah, the rhythm and the rumble play a brand new song. Chicken and there ain't no cluck, just me bucking bales, baby, and busting luck. You know I got to get up early in the morning.
You know why? Why's that, Jim?
Cause I got to go out and eat more kale. It may be salt or salt marsh hay. Yeah, I'll be cutting and a baling at the break of day. Cause I'm a straw walker, silo talker, a stomp, jump, plow. Yeah, you may not love me later, you're gonna love me now. I'm making hay. 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 Thanks a lot. Thanks, Bo.
Yeah.
You gotta eat, you eat kale in the morning?
I'm a character in the song. That's not really me.
Yeah, Bill?
I don't own a tractor.
A little song about something that may have happened or may not have happened in my favorite Home Away From Home.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
good. Actually, the weather was fine, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. Our last song was by a songwriter named Mark Sandman, who passed away about 10 years ago. He was in a band called Morphine. Jim was in a band with Mark called Tree to Right. A lot of Tree to Right fans out there in the universe, Jim. No, they haven't forgotten you. Maybe they have.
Maybe
it's possible. Anyway, so that was a Mark Sandman tune. Yeah. There's a song by Steve Young that Waylon Jennings made popular.
Just
tell him, don't be
scared.
What? You want me to move that?
Well,
are you...
What's the song? Your heart
is mellow.
All right, so yeah, you're going to play that. All right,
I'm
you can play that.
Yeah,
you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, good. We're all set.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out.
On a Greyhound bus, Lord, I'm traveling this morning. Well, I'm going to Shreveport.
Yeah. Did you work on this one, Thomas?
No.
It's all right. You know, I just want to give a shout-out to Katie and Michael. They were awesome, I got to say. You know, it's you get up here as the second band, and it's kind of the thing you say, hey, how about a big hand for the first band? They were great. They really are amazing. They're fantastic. Can't wait to see them with the whole band. I think that'll be cool. All right, Thomas, this one's really hard. It goes like this. It's a song for our times, Tom. It's a... Class warfare, it's a song for the working people. For the 99%.
It really is, that's the thing.
It's a sing-along, too.
We'll do it through it once, and then when we come around again, you can help us out, because we do the same thing over again.
Twice, yeah. Ready, Bill?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Yeah! Supermarket employee. I am supermarket employee. Waiting in a checkout line.
Waiting in a checkout line.
Waiting in a checkout line.
Soup, soup. I am soup, soup, soup.
Yeah. I am supermarket employee. I am supermarket employee.
Come on, sing along. Soup, soup. I am soup, soup, soup.
Thank you.
You know, both that song and The Driving are by this crazy songwriter guy named Pete LeBon.
Yeah?
Lives in upstate New York. I can't believe that out of the songs I'm singing tonight, I sang two Pete LeBon songs.
What are the chances?
Here, let me put this over here.
That would be awesome.
Oops.
And you want the guitar?
Yes.
I'll get you the guitar. Ah. Honestly,
we're going to do an old country song here.
Here's soup. Soup.
We'll send this out to the bartender.
that'll ease all my pain. That'll settle my brain. It's my first one today. There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim. Till my troubles grow dim. Brother, I'm on my way. I wonder where you are tonight. I wonder if you are alright. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim. Till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one.
Thomas Giuliano, play a little, will you?
To see Glenn Campbell this week. I should tell you guys this.
How was it?
I saw him on Wednesday night in Worcester, Massachusetts, and
no, we had a whole van ride and we didn't talk about
it. I know. Well, I was waiting because I wanted to talk about it on stage. Glenn Campbell, it's very sad. He has Alzheimer's. This is his goodbye tour because he's very sick. But he was actually in excellent form, great singing, great guitar playing. Little lost on the stage. There were a couple of moments. He put a lozenge in his mouth. Like someone gave him a lozenge. And he said, "Wow, that's great. What are those called?" It was like some moments like that. And he kind of got lost on his way off the stage at one point. But one of the great things about Glenn Campbell, and he's done this for his whole life, is in between the lines of his songs, he kept saying, "I'll tell you what."
Galveston.
So let's see if we can work in a couple of "I'll tell you what" in between.
I don't know about this one, but maybe the next one. Or the next one.
"I'll tell you what." "Fine, fine, fine. I'll tell you what, you ain't nothing but fine."
It's a peppy number. It goes like this.
"Little girl, let me walk him home. You shouldn't be walking all alone. Little girl, let me walk him home. You know I won't do you no wrong. Little girl, tell me what's your name. Little girl, let me hold your hand. Little girl, don't you understand? I wanna be your candy man. 'Cause you ain't nothing but fine, fine, fine. You ain't nothing but fine, fine, fine. You ain't nothing but fine, fine, fine.
was good, Jim. You did it.
Yeah, you got it in there.
That was like very tight in there too, and you squeezed it in.
Don't tempt me.
Well, if you really want to be like Glenn Campbell,
yeah,
pick the mic up and wander over to the edge of the stage. At some point in the show. If you ever feel restless, just grab the mic and wander. Like in this next song.
I'll tell you what, man.
I'll tell you what.
It goes like this, ready? Oh. Hold it, hold it.
Stand back.
There stands the glass.
Oh, sorry.
It's a really professional operation.
It's all right. Makes me feel good.
Now it smells like home.
It's my only pair of pants for the weekend, but that's all right.
I'll tell you what.
Wow,
I'm ready.
Sorry, I'm in a pool up here. Yes.
It burns cold, running through my heart. Obsolete and old, thrown out smoke and spark. Yeah, it burns fire, dirt suit and fire. Yeah, won't you take a ride on that train running through my heart?
I'll tell you what.
Well, now that he's been on the tracks in a bad stretch not so long ago, I was hauling for the chink man, freight for an ex-wife carrying a heavy load. Yeah, and the thing was uphill, I never caught a stand still. I was round the bend and gone, until I come upon a smooth, great, straight rail. Blew a stretch of track like you. It burns cold, running through my heart. Obsolete and old, the long smoke and spark. Yeah.
Songs. I have to tell you the story now. It's been a wild couple of days. This is Thomas Giuliano, first of all. He's been playing with us a bunch. He's from Boston. Well, he's from New York. We have a kind of a rotating cast that didn't rotate quite correctly this week. What happened was that we have two bass players. One is our old bass player, Kimon, who some of you might remember. And then we have Bunny, who's a new bass player. And Bunny couldn't make it this weekend due to, well, we won't say what, but it was an obligation that he had and well in advance, like maybe 6 or 7 days in advance of these shows, we found out that we've got Kimon to do the gig. Kimon had to go into the hospital this morning with some sort of infection something like that. Yes, kidney stone. So we were scrambling, and I just learned to play bass yesterday. So that's how this happened.
Wow. We've never done this before. This is our first time.
You know, like, sometimes, like, you see a band like this, and it's like, oh, it's kind of like they're jamming, but they're, like, that's actually what we're doing. if it seems a little loose, we're not putting that on at all.
I'll tell you what.
It's actually loose. And, and then, like, another funny thing happened today, which was...
I can't remember, did the call come before or after we were fishtailing up Route 89 in our giant van going sideways down the road?
You got to tell it.
Well, we've been playing a weekly residency in Cambridge, and we tend to leave all our stuff there. So before we left today, Dinty and I went over to load out, which we did. Packed up the van, drove up.
You get the
learning aid. And then we were about maybe halfway up here, and and I got a call from somebody that works at the club that says, there are these two old suitcases sitting in the parking lot. Would they happen to be yours? So now, I don't know if you all know about touring musicians, but one of the things that we depend on is merchandise. Like CDs and T-shirts and stuff, you know? Well, but here's the deal. We're gonna turn this around. We're gonna create economic opportunity.
Show them the angle.
I'm gonna show them the whole thing in a second. Let's go to the chart, shall we? It's an academic environment. We can use, you know, the chart. So here you see, these are the two suitcases in question.
Well,
I'll tell you what they could have bought on this one was these fantastic T-shirts with this sort of orange and black Session Americana logo. Awesome. Is anybody happy? Yeah. They're amazing. They're amazing. This box right here was filled with CDs. Awesome CDs. Not only awesome CDs and cash, but our most recent live CD. Well, you can imagine that these two added together equals this dollar sign here, right? Well, here is the sadness upon learning that we had left them in the parking lot. This is the argument that ensued in the van on the way up here, and this is the end result for us. However,
this is my part.
Yeah, this is Billy's negativity side up here. This side here is Rye's positivity, which is actually funny because we're actually usually reversed on that. But anyway, this says, you don't really want a CD anyway. You just want to, what?
Give us money.
Right, exactly, give us money. But,
that's just a souvenir.
Fair and equitable commerce. This, 1, 2, 3, 4 CDs and a T-shirt for
$20.
What? No. Wait, we really can't do that.
No, actually, we can do that, and that's exactly...
Dinty, right here.
What?
Trust.
The T-shirts cost us $15.
I know.
We can't do this.
We can, and we're going to. We can do it. So the trust issue comes in for after the show. If you simply give us your name, your address, and some cash, $20 to be specific,
what kind of
four CDs, and a T-shirt. So you can meet us out front.
Trust. Wait a minute. Am I paying for postage?
Yeah.
Man, sounded like a great idea at the time.
And they won't be four of the same CD either. We actually have four different CDs.
They might not even be four of our CDs.
That's right.
I got a bunch of crap I got to get rid of.
Get a bunch of punk.
I have some of the
maybe baby
the punk band from Brooklyn CDs at my house. What's the name of that band?
Hungry March.
The Hungry March Band CD is at my house, so you can have some of those. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that, too.
That's possible, too.
That's so sensible.
But you'll pay a lot more for that.
What are we doing now?
We're BT.
BT. This actually is Beer Town up here.
I know. They were telling me how much the dancers love this stage, this new stage, and it's like, yeah. Wow, they're gonna have to mop this. This is for the bartenders too.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Could be a cow. It's supposed to be a foghorn, but it sounds more like a cow in the morning. It's really good, Jim. All right. Well, I pray for the miner that digs the metal, that makes the kegs and the caps for the bottles that are filled in the place where they bring the ingredients grown in the mountains of beautiful Bavaria and brewed in the kettles till they reach perfection, then taken by the wonderful, magnificent distributor, loaded on a truck by a guy with a forklift, driven to the taverns and the clubs and the bars where the taps are pulled by the sacred bartenders, living on tips while the waitress carries that glistening golden glass through the crowd, thinking about her final exams. She lowers it gently, dripping down in diaphanous light to the table in front of me. I like having a thumb that's opposable. I like having a mouth and ears. I like the pirates who are sailing on the ocean, and I like the people who bring me beer.
Beer Town.
a song about beer.
Hey, we got some beer there.
I gotta go get my cup.
Don't spill that now.
No. Oh, you want some?
They'll never invite us back.
Wow. Too late.
That was fun.
Hey, wait a minute. There's another part to that merch story.
Really?
There's a final addendum to that.
Addendum?
Which was, I went, well, at least I have a bag of like 20 CDs back there that I took from my house.
20?
Yeah, like, 20? I got them out. There were five. So there are five of our CDs out there. One Beer Town, two of the new ones.
That's all right. We've got another, you know.
But with that deal, I wouldn't even buy those. I would just like.
But the thing is, I hate to harp on
that. Were you guys on crack when you came up with that deal?
Knowing that we left all of our merchandise in the parking lot,
yeah, well,
would you give us $20?
There is that.
So there's that. You got to work.
There is that. And there was like a few $100 in the envelope in there, too.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll get those to you, man.
We're not even
such. You said there was like
$30. I know, but I embellished the story. Too bad about the kids TPing the back of the room here on Halloween. I like it, though.
That's in honor of us. That's great.
It's a Dave Alvin song. I always like to sing about the summer.
This time of year?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Just ain't the same. Turns out the lights. She cries in the dark. She won't answer when I call her name. On the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting. July. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July.
summer.
That was a song about the summertime, yeah?
It was, Jim.
We're in a summer phase here.
So is this one.
Ha!
In honor of the Van Halen reunion. This is a song from their first record.
Couldn't miss it.
I learned it somewhere else, but it is. It goes like this.
I tell you what, Jim. Give me some room.
Yeah, need something to keep you cool. Well, hey, little girl, I got something for you. 'Cause I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. You're cool, you are girl. I'm guaranteed to satisfy.
I do have a little bit of tequila in the back, and that's got to be just right for you and me. You know what I'm talking about. 'Cause I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Yeah, you're an ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Girl, I'm cool, you are girl, I'm guaranteed to satisfy. Let's get on out of here, man. Well, do they tow during a snow emergency around here? Seriously, but what I really want to know, baby, I just want to know, was that one scoop or two? I mean, it's two. Woo!
I got it.
Thanks, everybody. We're going to do one more song. We appreciate you coming. This is a song for any Buddhists in the audience. This is our finale. It's also a Mark Sandman song. Thanks so much for coming and supporting this thing. I hope this goes well for everybody.
A big special thank you to Meg Hammond.
Yeah, Meg Hammond, we love you guys. Love Goddard College.
Let's hear it from Meg.
We're in the final stages of a new record. You heard some of the songs tonight. Maybe we can come back sometime when we get the new record. And we'll bring them.
Leave them in the parking lot.
Yeah, we'll leave. Tell you what, we'll finish our new record, leave it in the parking lot in Cambridge, and then we'll drive up. As long as it can be next winter when it's icy.
See you release.
That's perfect.
That's really good.
Yeah. Sometimes when I am low on drugs and out of drinks, you know I actually think. And it sure can satisfy when you begin. Oops. You hurt, and you can't slide far in this world. And I hope I don't get born again. 'Cause one time was for a walk.
Long walk off a short.
Well, maybe. Filled with happy, spiritual, upbeat talk. Like Tim Tebow, I'll tell you what. And they say they know a man who'll suffer all my pain, Jim. I think they're all insane.
Yeah, baby.
And I hope I don't get born again. 'Cause one time was
enough. Come on, dude, solo.
Just on the G string.
Good face.
Woo! It's pretty good. What?
Wow.
I didn't see that.
I'm a little stoned.
I didn't see it. All
right. But I have an idea.
What's that, Jim?
Let's rock.
Thank you.
Michael and Katie, will you come help us? You'll stay up for this, right? And you play bass, is that right? Oh, this is great. This is really coming together. All right, so you're good there. You're good. No, you're good there. That's good. You're gonna go over here.
I'm going over here.
Okay, I'll play this thing. Still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll get that going later. In the middle of this one, you can get that one going. It's going to be great. This is a song that a friend of ours wrote. It's called John Brown.
You guys jump in on the chorus once you figure it out.
Yeah, that guy out there, okay. John Brown died
13 steps from the gallows high. I saw the look upon his face. He was a proud man, no disgrace. You wouldn't know to look at you. That man died, he got screwed. That's the pain, just like all the rest. The kind of pain you can't let go. The kind of thing that we all must know.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.